Blue Moon ice cream is a staple at roadside shops throughout the Upper Midwest. But where did this Smurf-colored treat come from? And what explains its long-standing appeal? WPR's Sarah Lear brings us the scoop from an ice cream shop in Columbus.
It's a busy day at the Sassy Cow Creamery, as machines bottle milk and freezers hum. Out front, there's an ice cream counter with rows and rows of flavors. One that stands out is a tub of vivid blue. That's the one that many kids point to, says Christina Lee, an ice cream maker at the Sassy Cow.
They run up and they don't even know the name. They just, I want the blue one.
Blue Moon ice cream is sold almost exclusively in the Midwest. It's especially popular in Wisconsin and Michigan. Both states are rumored to have invented the flavor. But exactly what that flavor is can be hard to define. We asked some Wisconsinites to give it a try.
When I worked at an ice cream shop, we described it as either almond or citrus and spice.
It tastes just like Fruit Loops. Yeah, it really does, yeah.
It's like cereal milk, frozen.
It's like really sweet, kind of like a marshmallow.
That was Callie Edelmeyer of Teresa, Tim Dirth of Grafton, Dylan Neaton of Sun Prairie, and Lauren Bunn of Fenimore. They all came to enjoy ice cream on a sunny Wisconsin day at the Sassy Cow. Meanwhile, Lee was at work in the creamery's back room, making a batch of Blue Moon. Cream and sugar are blended with milk that comes from cows that graze at farms near the shop. Lee adds a small amount of dark blue flavoring to a big metal machine.
And spin my machine, which essentially I just have two bars that kind of rotate in there, scraping the sides. I also have my freezing over here that tells it when it should get really, really cold and when it shouldn't.
Lisa's Blue Moon is one of the Sassy Cow's top sellers. But the true origins of the greenish-blue dessert may never be unthawed. Early 20th century newspaper articles make mention of something called Blue Moon ice cream in states as far-flung as New Jersey and Ohio. It's not clear, though, whether any of those shops were selling a flavor that's akin to the Blue Moon of today. There is some evidence, however, that the beloved flavor could have started with the Wisconsin business. Decades ago, an Illinois-based company known as Weber Flavors bought a Milwaukee-based company called Patron Products. Documents show Patron Products of Wisconsin filed to trademark the Blue Moon flavor in the 1970s. At the time, Patron claimed it had been using the term Blue Moon since at least 1939. Today, Weber holds the trademark for Blue Moon. That means it has exclusive rights to use the term for ice cream flavoring. It sells the flavoring to more than 100 retailers across the country, including the Sassy Cow. Melissa Healy is a marketing manager at Weber Flavors. She says Blue Moon sees the highest demand in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois. But the company does sell the flavor to shops that are farther afield.
A little bit of Ohio and a little bit of like the kind of Iowa, Minnesota area. And then we have some kind of random like Arizona, Alabama customers.
These days, many people are wary of artificial colors in food. So Weber Products sells the Blue Moon flavor both with and without the signature cyan coloring. The one with added color is way more popular. Back at the Sassy Cow Creamery, 3-year-old Kata Kors is drawn to vibrant shades.
Do you have a favorite color?
I like blue.
Kata lives in California, but she's visiting her grandparents in Wisconsin. She chooses Blue Moon with sprinkles.
What do you think about it? How does it taste?
Good.
Then she smiles, revealing lips and teeth that are stained bright blue.
WPR's Sarah Lear brought us that story on Blue Moon ice cream. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Bridget Bowden.